KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicab Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Well, the Cass County Fair King and Queen contest took place Thursday evening at the Cass County Fairgrounds. A large crowd waited out some rain at the end of the contest to find out who the winners were. And the 2013 Cass County Fair King was Tanner Potter of the Griswold Clubsters, son of Brent and Annie Potter. The Prince was Blake Miller of the Grant Guys and Gals and Cam FFA, son of Gary and Shelley Miller. Mr. Congeniality went to Clint Hansen of the Grove HOT and Atlantic FFA, son of Mike and Becky Dreger. And the 2013 Cass County Fair Queen title was awarded to Larissa Backhouse of Griswold Clubsters and Griswold FFA, the daughter of Bill and Jenny Backhouse. Princess was Michaela Summers of the Bear Grove Blazers. She's the daughter of Guy and Kathy Summers. Miss Congeniality went to Emily Jacobson of the Bear Grove Blazers and Atlantic FFA, and Emily's the daughter of Mike Jacobson and Darla Jacobson. Another award handed out last night was the KJAN Brownfield Ag News Network Ag Youth Award, and that honor was given to Emily Jacobson of Atlantic. The Brownfield Ag News Network and KJAN partner in the award each year to honor outstanding youth and acknowledge their contribution to agriculture in the area. Cass County Fair continues through Tuesday, July 30th. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Day number two of the 2013 Cass County Fair here in Atlantic is packed with activities for the whole family, and it begins with the beef weigh-in at 8 o'clock. The rabbit and horse show gets underway at 9. In addition to having an opportunity to peruse the 4-H exhibits at the community center, persons attending the fair have a chance to visit with various vendors in the commercial exhibit building. Both begin at 10 a.m. The livestock judging contest gets underway at 3, with teams of 4-H and FFA members competing in three contests simultaneously. The big event for this evening is the annual Bull-O-Rama and Bull Ride at 7:30, along with a donkey halftime show. As always, there's no entrance fee into the Cass County Fair, but your purchase of meals at the food stand are very much appreciated. They help to support the fair and continue to make it a unique free event each year. A great crowd gathered Thursday night at the grandstand at the Audubon County Fairgrounds for the crowning ceremony of the 2013 Fair Queen. Nine candidates were vying for the crown, and the Fair Queen title was awarded to Jan Asbury, daughter of John and Denise Asbury of Exira. The first runner-up was Chancey Nelson, daughter of Dave and Trudy Nelson of Exira. Second runner-up was Maddie Christensen, daughter of Tom and Teresa Christensen of Audubon. The royalty were crowned by 2012 Queen Caitlin Asmus, and now Jan Asbury will get to compete at the Iowa State Fair Queen Pageant August 6th through the 10th. The Audubon County Fair continues through Tuesday. Police in Red Oak arrested a local woman Thursday evening on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 18-year-old Melody Marie Bentley of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. following an incident at Nishina Productions Incorporated, a vocational center for persons with disabilities, where a client became upset and agitated and allegedly began to punch and kick the wall, causing damage to the drywall in the form of a large hole. Bentley was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of four people on Thursday on a variety of charges. An unnamed juvenile female from Villisca was arrested for a conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance. No bond was set. Matthew Cross of Corning was arrested Thursday on a charge of delivery of controlled substance related to a previous incident in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say Jeremy Cross of Corning was arrested Thursday after deputies, along with the Adams County K-9 unit and a Tri-County narcotics officer, executed a search warrant in Corning. During the search, items were located that led to Cross being charged with conspiracy to deliver narcotics, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. Cross was being held in the Adams County Jail without bond. A probation check Thursday morning by deputies with the Adams County Sheriff's Office, K-9 Unit, and Tri-County Narcotics Office at the residence of Gary Seaman in Corning led to his arrest as well. During the check, Seaman was found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia, which resulted in charges of violation of probation and possession of drug paraphernalia, and Seaman was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. Authorities in Page County are on the lookout for a person allegedly involved in an assault late Wednesday night. According to Sheriff Lyle Palmer, at around 10 p.m., deputies were dispatched to 1672 A Avenue, or about 1.5 miles north of Shenandoah, for a disturbance at the Valerie K. Calcus and David Ryan residence. The incident allegedly took place between Calcus, Ryan, and another family member. When law enforcement arrived, it was determined the other family member involved had allegedly physically assaulted Ryan and Calcus. The suspected family member left the scene and was last seen by Ryan walking south from the residence on A Avenue towards Shenandoah. An extensive search of the area was conducted by law enforcement for the individual. The search also continued to locations within the city limits of Shenandoah, but that person was not located. An investigation is ongoing, and further information will be released by law enforcement when it's available. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Edna C. Miller, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Edna Miller will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Virginia Wagner, age 99, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Creston. Funeral services for Virginia Wagner will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Grace Schatz will be held today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Hazel Emma Kruger, age 84, of Walnut, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Hazel Kruger will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Doris Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday. Services for Doris Brainerd are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.